Glenn Ford is a writer and radio commentator and the executive editor of the Black Agenda Report. This week's commentary is about Obama and Afghanistan.
The Obama plan for Afghanistan, like General David Petraeus's plan for Iraq, boils down to using massive bribery, $10 or $20 billion or more, to create a political and military ally in a country that doesn't want the U.S. to be there. There's really nothing mysterious or out of the ordinary about the strategy. The Obama-Petraeus plan for Afghanistan was also the George Bush plan for Iraq in the last 2 years of the Republican administration, and only appears to be some kind of stroke of brilliance when compared to the Donald Rumsfeld plan to subdue and colonize Iraq in the early years of the war. Rumsfeld's plan was defeated because it was based on thoroughly racist assumptions. The first assumption was that the Iraqis would be universally overjoyed to be occupied by the great white American father, that they would gladly surrender their national sovereignty and put up no long-term resistance. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and Vice President Cheney and all the Bush minions had not a shred of doubt that the Iraqis desired nothing more than to become a colony of the United States. When Baghdad was burning, consumed in flames set by the Iraqis themselves after American forces captured the city, Secretary Rumsfeld announced and truly believed that the Iraqis were celebrating having been conquered by the USA. He assured the American people that only a few of Saddam Hussein's most fanatically loyal dead-enders would put up further resistance to the American occupation. That essentially racist belief that colored people desire to be ruled by white people convinced the Bush administration that it could keep U.S. troop levels in Iraq low, that the vast majority of Iraqis wanted to be occupied by foreigners. Rumsfeld stuck with his assumption until the American occupation was transformed into a siege of the Americans. Finally, Rumsfeld lost his job. In counterinsurgency terms, the war had been lost. But America's war was not the Iraqis' war. Shia Muslim political parties had their own agenda and waged a savage war of ethnic cleansing and sectarian annihilation. The Americans didn't want any Iraqis of any religious persuasion running their own country, but they were unable to control events. What happened next was not part of an American plan. Shia Muslim forces had captured 75% of Baghdad, and Sunni Muslims were on the ropes. At least 100,000 former Sunni resistance fighters, virtually the entire force that had earlier brought low the American war machine, agreed to join the U.S. payroll. They made peace with the Americans to escape the wrath of the Shia and to feed their families. General Petraeus's so-called troop surge was only possible because there were few Sunni fighters to surge against. They were getting paychecks from the United States occupation force. President Obama hopes to buy off various groups of fighters in Afghanistan the same way. The U.S. plans to double the Afghan army and police to 400,000 men through the sheer magnetic pull of money. But as the old song goes, money can't buy you love in Afghanistan or Iraq, especially when it competes with people's natural desire to run their own countries. Only racists believe otherwise. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford.
Visit www.blackagendareport.com for more information.